in a parasha that we read on Rosh Hashanah. We talk about Hashem, Badonai Pakad et Sara Kaasher Amar. Hashem remembered what he needed to do for Sarah, which is to give her a child. And Hashem did for Sarah like he spoke. As you know, Sarah was barren. She couldn't have a child for many, many years. And at the age of 90, she conceived and had a child. Batahar batelet Sarah le'Avraham ben l'skuna. She had a son for Avraham Avinu. Beautiful. Now the pasuk over here says that Avraham called this boy Yitzhak. After it says that Avraham gave Yitzhak a milah, Vatomer Sarah. Sarah says, Tzehok asali Elohim. Hashem made for me tzehok. So the word tzehok means laughter. Kol ha-shomea, whoever hears of this news, Yitzhakli will laugh for me, at me. I'm not sure what it means. Says Rashi, what does that mean, Yitzhakli? He will laugh at me, he will laugh for me. What does that mean? So says Rashi, he brings the Targum first. Yismach alai, which means you'll be happy for me. Here's a woman waiting her whole life to have a child, and at the age of 90 she has a child. It's great news. Like a few years ago, we had a rabbi at the age of almost 90, 80 something, and he had his first baby. It was an amazing story. Everyone's so happy about such a miraculous, such a happy ending. Beautiful. So she says, Kol HaShomea, whoever will hear, I had a baby, Yitzhakli, says Rashi, it means, Yismach alai. He'll be happy for me. Beautiful. Comes Rashi and says, Midrash Agada. What is a Midrash on this? That explains the Pasuk different. That's not what it means, says the Midrash. Harbe akarot nifkedu aima. I don't know if you knew this, but at the time of Sarah Imenu, she wasn't the only one who didn't have a baby. There were many other ladies who also didn't have a baby. It's norm, part of the norm of the world that some women don't have children. So in that time, it was no different. Along with Sarah, there were many women that didn't have a baby either. They were barren. Harbe akarot nifkedu aima. Which means that when Sarah had a baby, many women who were barren in her time also had a baby. Harbe holim nitrapeu bovayom. And many people who were sick got better that day. Harbe tefilot ne'enu ima. Many prayers were answered with hers. Verab sehok haya ba'olam. And there was a lot of happiness, a lot of laughter in the world, a lot of happy people when Sarah Imenu gave birth. Not for Sarah, for themselves. So kol ha-shomea yitzhakli doesn't mean necessarily yitzhak, they're laughing or they're happy for me. They're happy because of me. Now, what's the reason why other ladies also gave birth when they were barren at the time of Sarah? What's the idea behind that? So Rapam Alav Shalom explained that Sarah Imenu had a midah of Ayin Tova. Ayin Tova means she likes to see good by others. And she prayed, obviously, for herself to have a child for many years. But for Sarah Imenu, who has a good eye, she doesn't just pray. It wouldn't feel comfortable for her here to have a women's organization of, you know, support for those who don't have children. She wouldn't feel comfortable that out of all the ladies that were barren, that she would be the only one to have a child. So therefore, her prayer, her ratzon, was not only for herself, it's for all the ladies. How would it feel to have a baby by yourself and nobody else has a baby? You cause them more pain. So therefore, her ratzon, her desire, was not just for herself, but for anyone like her. That if there would be a salvation, it will be a salvation for her and for them. Because if it was only for her, then she couldn't be happy herself in what she had. When she sees everybody else is still suffering the way she was as well. So in order for Hashem to fulfill her ratzon, to fulfill her desire, He not only made her have a child, but everybody else too. Now, what's the story all about? This is included in what Hachamim tell us. That Hashem sometimes will send very large, big challenges to great people. So that he can hear their tefillah. Why does he need to hear their tefillah? Two reasons. Number one, tefillah elevates the person. Tefillah makes a person closer to Hashem more than anything else. It's a bond between the person and Hashem. When a person doesn't need anything and they pray, it's nice. But when they need something and they pray, then it's a much closer connection. And if they really need something and they pray, then the closer, the connection gets even closer. The greater the need, the greater the intensity of the prayer, and the greater amount of time that a person will spend on his tefillah. I'm sure every person listening could remember a tefillah that they remember. That was a special tefillah. And probably it was a special moment when they had a great need for something. And they shut down everything else and they prayed. It says, Hashem is mitaveh. Hashem desires the prayer of tzaddikim. When he sees a tzaddik, when he sees a great person, he desires his prayers. What does that mean? And that's why he sends him sometimes challenges, suffering. If you love someone, why would you send him challenges? The answer is because Hashem knows that even though he's a great person, he can even get higher. And the only way to get him higher is through tefillah. He's already learning. He's already doing mitzvot. He's already raising his midot tovot. Guy, a tzaddik. You can't be a tzaddik, stam. To be a tzaddik, you have to be doing all the things right. So what's Hashem going to do to elevate the tzaddik? He's doing everything the way he's supposed to. Well, there's one thing that even a tzaddik could use to elevate himself. And that is tefillah. Tefillah has no boundary of how great it can do for the person and how connected he can become to Hashem through his tefillah. Tefillah that's greater does a much greater job. And there's always greater. There's always more. So Hashem sees Sarai Menu, a great woman that's perfect, doing everything perfect. Hashem says, how can I get her to become even greater? Regular person, not like Sarai Imenu, they have plenty of work on their own to do to reach perfection. They have a lot of mitzvot to fulfill. They have a lot of midot to perfect. They have a lot of things they have to learn. And Hashem leaves them to normal daily challenges where they can raise themselves. But what do you do when you have a child that's perfect? Compare it to your own children. You have children, you have 10 children. All the kids, they're working, they struggle with this, they struggle with that. And they have good intentions, they want to get better, and they're working at it. And then you have 1 out of 10 that's perfect. It's perfect. Doesn't waste a minute. Does all the right things. Doesn't know anything wrong. If you're a father of that child, how do you feel?
Well, you feel great. What a great child.
But there's something that makes you feel, if you're an authentic father, makes you feel a little bad. Because you see the guy's not grown. Which means he reached a very beautiful level. He's doing a lot of good things. Everything he's doing right. But there's a sense of the person just being stagnant. And you know as a father that he can get higher. But in his mind, he's done. What do you want him to do? He's learning all day Torah. He's doing every mitzvah the right way. He prays the way he prays. He does mitzvah. In this child's mind, or in this person's mind, he does everything perfectly. Nothing more to do. There's nothing more to grow closer to Hashem. There's nothing for him to do. So he's doing great. But if you as his father knew that he could do more, if you knew he could do more, if you thought he can't do anymore, so you're happy. That's all he could do. He's doing it. But if you knew he could do more and you're his father, so you'd feel bad that here he is thinking he's doing everything perfect, but he could do more. He's capable of more. He doesn't know it. This is the situation with Hashem, with certain tzaddikim. He watches Sarai Imenu. He sees a woman who's doing everything perfectly. In her mind, there's nothing more to do, because if there was more to do, she would do it. She's done. Done meaning she's living her life in the most beautiful way and she's maximizing herself. What else could she do? But Hashem knows Sarah Imenu's capabilities. He knows that she's actually capable of even getting closer to God. And what is the only vehicle that can make her closer? What more could she do? Answer is tefillah. Tefillah has many, many, many rungs on the ladder. And even if you're praying right now in the most magnificent way, you should know tefillah has another step up. Chachamim tell us that tefillah is berumo shel olam. Rumo shel olam means it's in the highest place in this world. Which means that no matter how good your tefillah is, it can be better. Doesn't matter how good you pray, it can be stronger. Sarah Imenu, you could ask her, how's your tefillah? She would say, the best it could be. Praying, I don't miss a word. I'm thinking about Hashem in front of me. I have all the right ideas. I make all the right requests. Right. But Hashem knows that there is another level. And how do you squeeze that level out of the person? Sometimes you have something that you're squeezing you crush it, all the liquid comes out. Most people, they take it, throw in the garbage. But then there are people who really appreciate even the smallest amount of liquids. They don't like to waste anything. They take it and they crush it again. And then they throw it out. And then there are people who appreciate even more. And they go and they take it and they push more. And they figure out how to get a little more out of something that looks dry. This is the way Hashem deals with great people. They might think, okay, we squeezed ourselves already. There's not more we can produce. We're producing the maximum amount that we can produce in life. Hashem sees that he can get a little more out of them. They can get a little more out of themselves. But for that to happen, he has to squeeze them. When Hashem squeezes them, he makes Sarah Imenu barren. There's nothing that's going to hurt Sarah Imenu more than not having a child. That's called squeezing Sarah Imenu. That squeeze is able to get out of Sarah Imenu a level of tefillah, a level of closeness to God, on a level she would never able to find on her own. She would have said, I'm good. But this gave her a new rung to climb. That's why it says, Hashem is mitaveh. Hashem desires the tefillah of a tzaddik. Why not the tefillah of a regular person? Because when it comes to a tzaddik, he's already doing everything perfectly. So how's he going to raise him? There's one thing that even a tzaddik needs to know is endless in the levels. That's tefillah. So Hashem squeezes them. He sends them a challenge. He sends them something painful. And this way their tefillah becomes elevated and they become closer to the Creator and they accomplish on a much higher level than they even thought they could. But there's another reason why Hashem sends Yisurin challenges to great people. Because Hashem wants to give them zechut. He wants to give them extra merit. He wants to give them the merit of the generation. Here, Hashem wants to give Sarah Imenu not only the merit of her own child, he wants to give her the merit of many children that will be born. There are many ladies that need a child. Hashem gave her the zechut through her tefillah, not only to elevate herself through her own baby, but so many children were born in her merit. Hashem, of course, through that challenge, tests her Ayin Tova. She's only going to be able to get those children if she cares about other people and their success. If Sarah Imenu didn't have an Ayin Tova, then she would pray for herself and then she would have a baby. But if she has an Ayin Tova, she not only would have her own baby, she would have many babies. So Hashem gave her the ability not only to connect higher in her tefillah, but to be able to have the merit of thousands and thousands of children that are born on the same day or the same time. As she says, Harbe akarot nifkedu ima bo bayom, on that day. Imagine the merit of having one child, how great it is. Mostly so all the barren ladies in the world have a child at the same time. That's a pretty big item, imagine. So one more time. Hashem sees a tzaddik And he knows that there is more that he can do, but the tzaddik feels he's done. Meaning he's done, he's doing the max. What else can he do? Hashem will find ways to squeeze more out of him. One way is his tefillah for himself. That's going to squeeze more intensity. And plus to give him the zechut of others who are in that position. So when he has the same issue, he now prays for himself. He can't just pray for himself. How can he have a child and others are still suffering for a person who's a tzaddik, who has an ayin tova? He doesn't have the ability to even enjoy the baby if others like him are still suffering. So in order to give the tzaddik even a greater connection to Hashem and a greater zechut, Hashem sends them a very strong challenge, and their prayers come out and elevates them to a level they never thought they would be able to reach. That's what the pasuk says. Retzon yereav ya'aseh. So what does it mean? Here's how the pasuk reads. Retzon yereav ya'aseh. Hashem creates a ratzon for those who fear him, which means they have already a ratzon to do God's will, and in their eyes, they're doing the most. Hashem creates a greater ratzon by squeezing them, by making things a little difficult. All of a sudden, they have a higher ratzon that they never thought they even had before. Their ratzon to connect to Hashem is greater. All of a sudden, they have a ratzon for other people to be healed like them. Now, because they're in the same box together. Retzon yereav ya'aseh. Hashem creates a higher ratzon for those who fear him. Ve'et shav'atam yishma. Why? Because he wants to hear their prayer. That's the pasuk. That's how the pasuk ends. So, ve'et shav'atam yishma ve'yoshi'em. Hashem hears their prayer and sends them to salvation. So Hashem creates a higher ratzon. He creates something that may be difficult for them so that he could hear their tefillah for themselves and for others. So according to that explanation, there's no contradiction. It doesn't mean Hashem does their ratzon. It means, that's why it says the word ya'aseh. By the first pasuk it says, Umasbiya lechol hay ratzon. Hashem satiates the ratzon of those who need. Umasbiya. Here it says ya'aseh. Hashem is actually making the ratzon. He's creating their ratzon when he sees they're maxed out. He wants to give them more. A caring father is not happy when his son is great. He wants him to be greater if he can. Only Hashem sees how great you can become, even if you don't see it. So he's going to keep squeezing you. Of course, if you're not even doing your own, if you're not even reaching what you could reach on your own, what you could see you could accomplish, even that you're not reaching, Hashem doesn't need to squeeze you so much. That's why it says, Mit'ave l'tfilatan shel tzadikim. It's the great righteous people that Hashem says, oh, I got to squeeze them. So according to this explanation, there's no question, there's no contradiction. But if we learn the pasuk in its simple understanding, Retzon yereav ya'aseh, Hashem does the will of those who fear him, we're back to a contradiction between the first pasuk that says he does kol hay. He does everybody's ratzon, not only the tzaddikim. So here, we need to bring a Maharsha in Masechet Sota. The ratzon of a regular person is in the physical nature and norm of this world. Umasbiya lechol hay ratzon. The word masbiya means Hashem satiates, which means the person has a certain emptiness, and he needs someone to fill it. His cup is empty. He fills his cup. But that's all in the world of nature. According to the nature of things, the person has to eat. So Hashem gives him food. A person has to breathe. He gives him the ability to breathe. He needs to... All the things that are considered within the norm of nature, this is called high. Every living creature has a ratzon for something natural that they need. And they need Hashem to help them. Even in the world of nature, you still need Hashem to help you. Just because it's natural to eat doesn't mean you're going to be able to eat. And doesn't mean you're going to be able to reach the food. So therefore, within the world of nature, there are desires that a person has to reach their needs in the natural way. We call it derech hateva. Derech hateva means the way of nature. Person goes out, makes money, comes home. Nature. Ah, Hashem helped him? Yeah, that's nature. Person puts food in his mouth, it goes down, the right pipes. Whatever happens, there happens. Nature. That's called nature within the norm of everyday world. That is the way it works with kol hai. Poteach et yadecha u'masbiach. Hashem sees people who are lacking. They need their cup filled, whatever that means. And Hashem masbiach. Hashem fills it. In the natural way. But then it says, Retzon yere'av yaseh. When it comes to those who fear God, there is a new level of fulfillment to their ratzon. It's not a ratzon that's within the nature. According to the nature, there's nothing to do. But Retzon Yere'av Ya'aseh. Hashem creates an above nature. Hashem creates something beyond nature. We call that a miracle to fulfill the Ratzon of those who fear God. That a regular Kol Hai is not capable of. Which means a Kol Hai, a regular person, can only have Ratzon up to miracle. You can't wish for miracles. It's not going to work. We say, oh, we know Ratzon is very important. Ratzon, Hashem will help you fulfill your Ratzon. Yeah, if you're asking within nature. But if you're asking for something above nature, your Ratzon is not going to help you. If according to the nature of things, this person is supposed to die, so a regular person's Ratzon isn't going to make a difference. They can reach with their ratzon what's within nature. Once you're asking for something beyond nature, so then your kol hai status doesn't give you an entrance in that ratzon. You don't have the zechut. That's only for platinum members. Regular members, they get to sit in this place, they get to enjoy here. If you want something that's above nature, you're asking for a miracle? You're asking for a miraculous item?
Yes.
You need a platinum card. That platinum card says means you are called Hashem's Yere'av. You fear God. Once you fear God, so then all of a sudden, you're able to enter a zone where you could even have ratzon for things that are above nature, where things don't make sense in the natural world, you can have ratzon for something beyond natural. And it says, Ratzon yere'av ya'aseh. Ya'aseh means Hashem will make it. In the regular guy, Hashem doesn't have to make it. It's already in the world. It's nature. All he has to do is fulfill the order. You get an order, you have merchandise, what do? You fulfill it. Masbiya lechol hai ratzon. All Hashem does is move one thing to another. He moves food to your keli. He moves money to your bank account. That's it. He's masbiya. He's not making it. It's already in creation. It's already in nature. Hashem's not going to create something. He doesn't need to create. You're asking something within nature. Nature has been already made. Bereshit bara Elohim. Hashem already created nature. So all he has to do is move things around. Masvia lechol hayratzon. But yireav, retzon yireav ya'aset. Hashem will create something. Why does he have to create something? Because it's above nature. Nature was already created. Bereshit bara Elohim. But you're asking for something above nature. For that, Hashem has to step in. That kind of ratzon, only platinum members are. So when it comes, lekol hai, Hashem distributes within the norm what they're missing. But when it comes to above nature, so that Hashem yaseh. But only yireav, only those people are able to even have such a ratzon. You cannot have a ratzon above nature if you're not in that status. This is, where did I get this from? A Maharsha and Masechet Sota. The Maharsha over there talks about a mitzvah that everybody here has. A mitzvah of escorting a guest out of your home. Beautiful. So somebody's leaving your house, you have a guest. Instead of telling him goodbye from the door, you walk him out.
Escort.
How much you have to walk him out?
10.
4 amot. That's the regular halakha of escorting someone from your home. But there is also a concept of escorting someone out of your city.
Person doesn't live in your town. He lives out of town. He's leaving the city.
So there's an anyan of escorting him out of the city, also for amot. But here, the Gemara says, interesting points. It says, kol am malve et havero arba amot ba'ir.
Right? If you escort your friend for amot,
eno nizok, he will not get hurt. He won't get hurt.
Meaning the road, wherever he's going, could be dangerous. They are animals. They are robbers. They are whatever there is out there.
But if you escort him for amot, he's not going to get hurt. Maharsha asks, how does escorting a guy for amot help him be protected? If you tell me you escort him the whole way, so you're helping him to get to the end, then okay, I understand. You're protecting him. You're praying for him. You're with him. What does four amot do? You walk a guy 8 feet. Now, for the rest of the trip, you won't get hurt because you walked in 8 feet?
Says the Maharsha that since you have the ratzon, you showed you have ratzon to walk him all the way because you started. I mean, it's not practical for you to walk him all the way to the city. But you see that you want him. I would love to escort him the whole way if I can. I'm going to do what I can. I'll do 4 amot. He says, once you want the good of your friend and you want him to arrive safely, so he says, on that you have the regular hashgaha bederech she'adam rotze lelech. You want to protect him. You want to help him. You want his good. Hashem will molechin oto. Hashem will protect him also. Because that's your ratzon. Says the Maharsha.
That just happens in one of two ways. Either the person is going to get protected from the natural causes, or he says, or al derech retzon yire'av yaseh, or even above nature causes, even miraculous situations, if the person escorting him is in that status, so he'll even be able to protect him on the road from things that are above nature. So if you're a regular guy and you escort him, so you could help him from things that are within nature, because you showed your ratzon for your friend to help him. But if you're in the category of Yere'av, you're in that box. So by escorting four amot, says the Maharsha, you could even help him in situations that would be miraculous. Those are the two ways that Hashem deals with Ratzon, depending on the person. So that's how we are able to understand. Again, for regular people, the Ratzon limitation is nature. You could want whatever is within nature. You have the zechut, the merit. Everyone has the zechut to want what's normal and what's natural. And Hashem will be masbiya if you want. But when it comes to great people, they even have a license to want things that are miraculous. A regular person, he wants a miraculous thing, we tell him, does nothing for you. Doesn't help you. Hazako Baruch, you want him, but there's no one. You're not on that level. What's the reason? What's the idea? The idea is very simple. That since a tzaddik is a person who does God's will and goes beyond his own nature to do God's will, therefore Hashem also will fulfill his will and go beyond the nature that he... That's the way it works. That's why when a person needs something that's supernatural, right? It's a good idea to get a Sarah Imenu on his team. It's a good idea to get a bracha, to get someone to pray for you who is a Yere'av. Because in that department, he's able to get more than your ratzon. Your tefillah is wonderful. What's better than your own tefillah for yourself? But your tefillah is limited because you could only get within nature. But this person, if you can have him buy into your need, right, then you're able to access even above nature. So that's why the Gemara says, if a person has someone sick in their home, lo alenu, he should go to a Talmid Chacham and go talk to him. Go explain to him what your issue is so that he could pray for you. Why can't you pray for yourself? Why you think God has no channel open for you? Pray for yourself. The answer is that his prayer can reach even situations that are supernatural. So you need that on your team, because it could be your situation naturally doesn't have a solution. So you need to have him, Retzon Yire'av Yaseh. You got to get that on your team.